1340 96.5 KVGC topping the news for this morning. While the Calaveras supervisors continue to mull over a solution to that county's cannabis cultivation situation, the Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team continues their job as well. Armed with a search warrant, the team raided a house on Cave City Road between Hidden Valley Road and Mountain Meadow Drive in Mountain Ranch. While searching the property, deputies uncovered 1,985 marijuana plants in varying stages of maturity. A large commercial-sized generator was also found inside a structure that had been built next to the main house. County code enforcement was called in after multiple code violations, including unpermitted electrical work. At the scene, deputies arrested 39-year-old Hoyang Sun, who now faces several felony drug charges, including maintaining a drug house, possession of marijuana for sale, criminal conspiracy, and illegal marijuana cultivation. This investigation remains ongoing, and the Sheriff's Marijuana Enforcement Team reminds the public, if you suspect or know of any illegal marijuana activity, to contact the Sheriff's Marijuana Tip Line at 754-6870.
Well, the Amador Sheriff's Office asking for help in a case of possible elder abandonment. According to the Sheriff's Office, on Friday, the dispatch received a call from an anonymous person reporting a 79-year-old female who was blind and deaf was dropped off in Amador County by her son. Well, the elderly woman was located by deputies and was deemed to be okay, but had very limited resources. An investigation is ongoing regarding the incident. In the meantime, Operation CARES Victim Services stepped in to help out. They've helped provide the woman with food and other resources. Plan to continue checking on her in the future. Now, anybody with info regarding the incident asked to contact the Amador Sheriff's Office. And, of course, a big thank you to Operation CARE for all they do for the victims of crime in our community.
Well, a Thursday afternoon solo vehicle accident on Highway 12 resulted in serious injuries. According to the CHP, there were two occupants in a Dodge SUV when the collision happened near the Messing Road intersection in Burson with Highway 12. CHP reports that 40-year-old Aubrey Allen from Napa was behind the wheel of the SUV and for unknown reasons went off the roadway and slammed into a tree. Allen and his passenger, Andrea Dillingham from Valley Springs, both sustained major injuries that were not life-threatening. Allen was taken via ground ambulance to UC Davis Medical Center, while Dillingham was treated at a local hospital. The accident remains under investigation, but the CHP does not suspect drugs or alcohol were a factor in the crash.
And the Amador Sheriff's Office has recently received an increased amount of calls for service regarding telephone scams. The most recent scam involves an individual calling claiming you have won a lottery drawing or that their company has discovered an issue with your computer. They'll then instruct you to purchase an Apple Pay, Green Dot, or prepaid debit card. Once you do so, they'll ask you for the identifying numbers on the card, which allow them access to the funds remotely, leaving you with nothing but an empty account or card. Also making the rounds, according to the Sheriff's Office, that this is the IRS, and we have a warrant for your arrest, and then a relatively new one claiming to be from FedEx, and that you have an important letter but need to pay for delivery. Then there's the Publisher Clearinghouse, you're a winner, and we need financial info in order to deposit your check scam. Now, these are just a few of the many telephone scams going around. Some others include calls claiming a relative is in jail and need you to bail them out, or that your power is about to be cut off for non-payment, and they'll accept money immediately to take care of the issue. Now, if you receive any call like these, please do not provide any personal or financial information, as they are a scam.
And the Amador County Unified School District will hold a community meeting on March 27th in Ione. The meeting starts at 6 at the Ione Junior High School Multipurpose Room. With the ongoing development in the Ione area, the district is preparing in the event of significant enrollment growth in the future. School and district leaders will share information about facilities, enrollments, the schools, their strengths, and opportunities for growth. discussion and a question and answer period will be included. Following the meeting, a feedback survey will be developed and provided to the Ione community. The survey data will be used by the district to assist in the next planning stages. The, again, meeting will take place on Wednesday, the 27th, 6 o'clock, Ione Junior High School Multipurpose Room.
And Country Living Around Fiddletown, the theme of the 47th Annual AAUW Home Tour, scheduled for Saturday, April 13th. This year, the tour will feature five homes representing different architectural styles and the Chew Key store. Enjoy tea and homemade cookies, view artwork for sale by AAUW members, and participate in a raffle for special baskets. The event supports scholarship for local women and girls. Tickets are only $25 in advance or $28 the day of the tour. Local ticket outlets are Claypool's Gift and Home in Martell, Ione Pharmacy, Pinecone Drug, and Amador 360 in Plymouth. Also, visit the website amador-ca.aauw.net to order tickets online through Brown Paper Tickets and for more information.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Local news brought to us today by Volcano Communications and by Howard's Body Shop. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website at KVGCradio.com.